Blog
well,
Talk
good afternoon.
Radio.
Hi. Well, good afternoon. I'm your host, Ja'Kai, and I'm back and I'm ready. So today is just a free day, and we're talking about end of the school year. I'm going over to write public charter school, media arts, and journalism. And we get out June 9th next Friday, you know? And what time of the day you get out of school?
I get out June 9th, but I got to come back for graduation June 10th. So I'll be out.
Yeah, into
I'm
school.
Ready.
Into the school year. Summertime, here it comes. When I get a summer job, yeah. But my sponsor is the Future Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that empowers future adults at ages of 13 to 21 years and their families to create a future worth fighting for with social justice, advocacy, community organization, and resource regeneration. Visit our website at www.thefuturefoundationdc.org or follow them on social media at the future DC org. Gotcha. So today, how do y'all feel about getting out of school? How do you guys feel getting out of school? And when the summertime comes, how are y'all going to be lit? Or y'all something just going to be dry? What you think?
Oh, my summer going to be lit.
Yeah, we still going to be working with the Future Foundation. It's Ayana and Miss L in the building, you know.
I mean, we do what we can. It's a stay woke summer. It's nothing. We do what we can.
Well, but I won't be here every day because I got a summer job, you know.
You know where you're going to be working at?
No, not yet. I got to wait till next week to get my summer job pro.
So, for folks who don't know what a summer job is, do you want to tell them about Marion Barry's Employment Program?
summer job is with Marion Barry SYAP. Summer Youth Employee Program that help all young teenagers out here to get a summer job and know how to work in the community with other kids and other people to get ready for the real world when we get older. But, you guys, my school is just, like, I just got finished taking finals this week. So next week, we don't got nothing to do. We just can help the teachers take down their posters and stuff, take their books back, you know, get ready to get out the school year. Also, I'm just ready this school year to be over. And my birthday this summer, though, August 19th, in the building, about to be 15, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. But I also got a lot of people who's ready for the summertime coming to be out of school, don't got to worry about nobody. But I'm mad because I got to go to summer school, too. It's mandatory for 8th, 9th, and 10th graders. But it's cool because I'll still be getting my education in the summertime instead of being dumb. But it's cool. Hey, Constance, come on over here. Come on, Constance. Yeah, we got to ask the question. How do you feel about summer school? I mean, for the summer, is you going to be lit? Your summer going to be lit or dry?
Well, for the summertime, I plan on getting some coins.
Yeah.
That's coins.
Yeah. And not be grown like the other kids.
Yeah, not wearing that all around boys and stuff. You know,
because
it's not cool.
It's not nothing out here in these streets, so you got to stay out.
Like, it's really not, but it's not, but it's also, it's not cool for our young ladies, but y'all know it's a lot of girls that are going to be pushing some strollers this summer, you know, because they popping out babies like it's nothing at the age of 14 through 17. That's a young age. Mama will kill me, break my neck, and push me down the steps if I ever get pregnant. It ain't that serious, but y'all young ladies, it's not cool to get pregnant, you know, at a young age because y'all know how to take care of child. Y'all can't even take care of yourself. Y'all mother can still take care of y'all. That's a shame. Y'all kids. Half of y'all kids don't even know how to wipe yourself. That's a dang on shame. Y'all kids. Y'all young ladies is terrible. But hey, Mia.
Hey.
How you feel about the summertime?
Good.
Your summer going to be lit or dry?
Lit.
Why, girl? What you doing this summer?
I'm gonna be working.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yes.
I'm gonna do a lot this summer. Yeah. I'm gonna go on vacation.
Yeah. But my godmother, though, my godmother called my mother telling my son I'm going on a cruise with her. I don't want to go on no cruise. We're supposed to be sometime hitting icebergs, and I'm not trying to hit no iceberg.
You're talking about the Titanic
in
the 20s, girl.
Girl, so what? Girl, I'm so. Yeah, I'm still not trying though, cause I'm scared I might drown. I can't swim like that, but I can swim, you know. But I'm just so scared. I'm gonna be there by myself. I know my cousin Carson is not gonna be there, so I'm just gonna be bored.
Oh,
my god sister and them gonna be there, but they older than me, so I don't got nobody to talk to for real.
But Kitty can help.
Why would I go to a kitty club and I'm about to be 15?
All night.
Six.
All day, every day.
But. So, but you guys, this time I'm about to be lit. Yeah, work, summer school, you know, but I got to work in the afternoon because I still get my education. Because for I can't look so stupid like this. Thank you very much, Mia. I don't got to look so stupid out here in these streets, you know. So now I got to be booked. You got to be book smart and street smart.
Not dropping out of school.
No, none of that. Cause y'all have
so how do you make sure you don't drop out? You're bringing up a lot of valid things, but, like, what do you do to make sure you don't drop out of school? And you got to speak loud so the people on the phone can hear you, too, not just the folks on Facebook. Don't be nervous.
Well,
what's the question?
How do you make sure you don't drop out of school?
Go to school every day, not skipping school.
Don't do bad things. Pay attention when you in class and don't play games.
Oh, also, don't do drugs. If y'all kids in school, y'all be looking stupid. Trying to like be like, boy, if you don't pay attention in school and stop smoking, that's why you're killing your brain cells slowly but shortly, you know? That's not cool to kill your brain cells. You need your brain cells. They not going to come back smoking that reefer. That's a shame. But Mr. Singleton, my teacher, Mr. Singleton, my gym teacher, he told me all about drugs. It's not good. Like, that PCP, y'all dumb stuff. Y'all just look so stupid. But anyways, how do y'all feel about the PCP and the drugs for these young kids?
I think it's kind of dumb because it's like, they don't really know about what's in the drugs, because it's...
Preach, Mia, preach. Go ahead, girl.
I don't think they all know what's in the drug, because it's really bad, and some kids out here just die off the drugs, or...
Don't know how to control it.
Or control it, because some people out here is really lingering, like, laying...
Laying on the ground, passing out, looking stupid like happy. Well, using, you know, the another word, the S word, but it's cool. But my friend, cousin Constance, want you know, say something about how our kids out here just looking so.
How I feel about the kids that's on drugs is that I feel as though they go to drugs because they don't have anybody else to go to. They need love with somebody else, or they go through something and they don't have a way to cope with it and drugs that they only source.
Well, also, I think that the drugs, it's not cool, but at the same time, these tobacco companies, they would not, if it was no tobacco companies, we, our kids, young kids would not be with the drugs, the cigarettes, same thing, Mom. Cigarettes, drugs, I mean, weed, and all that.
Scooby,
K2, and all that stuff. Puff, that huff stuff.
Marijuana is not actually a drug. It's a medicine. Well, yes, yeah, I heard. Well, medicine to me because
it's a plant.
Because some kids are going through a lot in life, and
you know, some kids sometimes use that to help
their
kids with
reefer. Yeah, cancer and stuff. Yeah.
Well, guys, we just talked about the thing. We still talking about end of the school year, but I gotta go to a break and go to a song. See ya.
some problems back home. I ain't with that bullshit at all. Maybe it's that Virginia in me. Have a young nigga go so hard. Oh, but through it all, you stuck with me. Through it all, you never ducked off like them cowards when they hit me. Give me, girl, I swear to God, you the real one, and you know it. And I don't hurt any one of y'all for the real. Away from the realest nigga in here, I'ma take you away. And I'll hold you down, I'ma hold you down, I'ma hold you down, baby. I'll hold you down. I'm the one gon' hold you down, I'm the one gon' hold you down.
And move my way.
I'm the one be rolling up in that Bentley truck. I'm long enough.
Won't you hang right now?
Right now. You're the one got all I need. Give me all of you, all of me, baby.
Just getting started, I get instant hype, cause you're forever my lady, forever my baby.
Real life.
Hold you down, hold you down. Girl, you held me up when I was down. No, girl, hold you down like I'm supposed to. Real nigga, I know you. Real nigga, I know you.
Another one.
I'll hold you down.
And I got a caller, so let's see who our caller is, you know. Go ahead, Miss Ayana.
Hey, you guys.
Hello, if your number ends in 2657, thanks for calling Stay Woke Radio.
Hey, Grandma, how you doing?
I'm good, and how are you? And you need voice lessons, sweetheart.
Grandma, you just gonna embarrass me.
I'm good. So what's your topic for today?
Well, Grandma, my topic for today is about end of the school year and how our summer's going to be.
And so what school was like when she was in school?
Grandma, how school was like when you was in school? What did you used to do in the summertime during school?
What did I used to do while I was going to school? I got good grades. I listened to my teachers. I listened to my parents. And I graduated. So what's your plans for the summer?
Well, Grandma, you already know I got to go to summer school. 8th through 10th, got to mandatory summer school. Then in the afternoon, I have to go to summer. I got to work, you know. But you, at the same time, I'm going to be busy this summer, but I'm going to be out of the street doing me, and I'm not going to be a crazy young lady who got kids out here that's really popping kids out. So at the same time, it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Yes, because you have a grandmother who's old school and a grandmother that will whip your butt.
Yeah, I do. And my mother, who's going to push me down the steps. Well, Grandma, do you have a message that's for other parents that do kids for the summer, that have kids for the summer time?
Keep a close eye on your young ladies, also your young men. Make sure that you stress them to watch each other's backs.
That's why I watch my little sister back, and she watch my back, because I love my little sister. That's my little sister. I will really fight for my little sister. So do anybody else, and I have another caller, but also, Grandma, I have a very good family who also helped me with school, and I'm doing the right things in school, like getting a summer job. I'm being educated, not being dumb and popping kids. Not out in the street, but also my mom and you taught me how to be book smart and street smart at the same time.
That's right. You have a grandmother and a mother with a strong backbone and with strong morals.
Amen, Grandma.
Well, Grandma,
and I will talk to you later, sweetheart. Have a good show.
Talk to you later. Love you, Grandma.
Love you too, baby.
All right. See you later. Well, I have another caller, you guys, so let's see what my call is. I have a caller one.
No, there's no callers.
What the? Anyways, I have.
But they can call in. The number to call in is 646-787-8623.
646-787-8623. And also, you got to press 1 to come into the call. But also, I have a lot of more people in here who just want to know what is their summer going to be about. So, what is your summer going to be about, Lisa?
I'm going to be home with my mommy.
Getting prepared for
the ninth grade.
And getting ready for high school.
So how
should
she get ready?
Well, sis, let me tell you something. In high school, ninth grade is just like hard, but at the same time it's not, because when you get to high school, it's a different thing. Your teacher's going to give you makeup work, but at the same time, if you fail in the class, you have to earn your credits. You got to earn your credits back, because if you don't earn your credits back, you're not going to be able to go. I think I have over 100 credits to graduate high school.
That's,
I don't know.
That is true.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know, 100 credits for high school, so... If you don't pass ninth grade and you don't have enough credits, you're going to stay back and you're not going to be able to walk across the stage.
And also, if you fail like one class, they might have summer, like Saturday school stuff, like a program. It might not be for the class that you're failing or something, but you can go there and get your credits out. And also, just stay focused. It's going to be a time for you to come and play and stuff, but you should worry about your work. Because it's not hard, it's just like elementary and middle school work, just in different steps, more steps. It's the same thing as 1 + 1 and 5 × 5. Just an X form.
Look, sis.
Okay, you know that, but
y'all
know that.
Sis, listen, your sister in pre-algebra, and they got your little sister, your big sister, in freaking pre-calculus. Really? And I'm not even good at a pre-calculus. I mean, the pop test, it was when I had pre-calculus. I was like, y'all like... I'm in algebra 1 and pre-calculus, but on the pop test, I was on algebra 1 and pre-calculus, but the pre-calculus part, it was just so hard. I'm taking that down, cause yes, I am. Well, but it also, it's like the POC test in ninth grade. You got more tests than eighth grade, because ninth grade I had reading, math, science, and also health. The health part, it was easy because the only thing it was asking was, what about HIV, AIDS, HIV, STDs, and also talking about our menstrual girls, menstrual cycle, and all that. Menstrual cycle, and, yeah, stuff, so.
How to stay safe.
And, how to protect yourself without, one of my questions was, if you ever had sex, how do you know? Would you get tested? Would you get your partner, your sex partner, intercourse partner, tested to see do they have something before having sex? And I said yes, because I want to know. I said yes because if you can catch anything, like you can catch gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV. It's like a whole AIDS. It's all types of STDs out here. But it's also, it's not good to know if your partner, do not know what your partner has.
Practice abstinence.
And practice, also practice abstinence, because abstinence is another word for no sex, and keep your innocence out. Young ladies need to keep out innocence instead of, well, everybody, young males and females, need to keep out innocence, because we, because it's not, what's the word I'm trying to figure out? It's not
cool.
Safe for us to be having sex at a young age, and also getting young ladies pregnant, young men.
So what do you have to say, or what encouragement do you have for the students that already have children but are still in school? Some people have already gone down that road and perhaps made, we won't call it a mistake, because like everybody's life choices are different and we don't know. But, you know, what are your thoughts, and what are the rest of your group's thoughts to those folks?
Mine be, I had my first child when I was 18, and I was in high school, but I still graduated from the stage, got my high school diploma, belly stuck in my face. I just had a good support system. Make sure you got a good support system. Make sure you stay focused on that. Nobody tells you you're not going to finish school. You have to finish school to provide for your child. And make sure your child know that if they get in that same situation, that they can also finish school and be productive in life.
What I have to say about them is that they are real MVPs, because they didn't let one mistake stop them. It's a minor setback for me to come back.
Well, for my young ladies who got kids out here and got kids and also still in school, man, I really appreciate you guys, because y'all, I had a 12th grade, I looked on my timeline on Instagram, it's a 12th grade young lady who, she took her own son to prom with her, helped her carry her dress down the steps, and I congratulate her for having her son help her down the steps, go for prom. I really congratulate her, and these young ladies who really still in school, I really appreciate y'all, because y'all showing all young ladies who still not in school that got a baby and not taking care of themselves and getting their education. Why they have a baby? You can ask your mother to watch your kids. Your child while you're in school.
But you know, some parents not gonna.
Yeah, some parents not like that.
Okay, but also they got some schools got daycare for our kids. And why went to?
Okay,
I mean, my bad, you guys. My bad, you guys, for y'all kids, and also that.
They can go get a voucher.
And y'all go get a voucher. And daycare, and y'all also can wait like Blue.
Oh.
Dunbar and Eastern got one. Drop your kids off at the daycare and go right to class. And by the end of the school day, go get your kids and y'all go home. Do your homework and feed the child. That's something I gotta say. So, for all my young ladies who got kids, I really appreciate you. And I really, y'all are real MVP. So, let me clap it up for you guys. But, this summer is just gonna be hectic. Me trying to get back up real hot. Whew. Especially in July. That's the hottest month. Oh my God.
Oh
my God. 4th of July about to be lit. Fireworks, Roman candle fights, hey!
We'll get back into 4th of July after our next song.
Yeah.
Summer is a good time for a good drink. Non-alcoholic if you're not of age.
You're not over 21.
Tell them, 2 Chainz.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Used to treat my mattress like the ATM. Yeah. Bond number 9, that my favorite scent. Yeah. Can't forget the Kush, I'm talking OG. Yeah. Rest in peace to Pop, he was an OG. Oh, yeah. 285, I had that pack on me. I cannot forget, I had that strap on me. Yeah, rest in peace to my nigga dog. All we ever wanna do is ball. That was the easy part. We playing that Weezy hard. We sit in the kitchen late. We trying to make an escape. Trying to make me a meal. So I'ma keep me a plate. I told Shawty can leave. So I'ma keep me a rake. So I'ma keep me a race. My jewelry look like a lake. Today I'm in the Maybach. And that car came with some drapes. You know I look like a safe. I put you back in your place. I look you right in your face. Sing to your bitch like I'm Drake. Yeah.
Good drink.
Good.
Big night.
Big night.
Good drug.
Drug.
I put a four on a rock.
Lane.
Yeah. Drop top. No hot box.
No.
12 try to put me over. Pink slips to the cops. She said that my niggas are this fake. Put your dick in a real cake.
Yeah.
Webs out with the Kente. Diamonds clear like Bombay.
Aye.
Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
3K like Andre.
See
a girl, call her Combe.
Your trunk in the front, well check this out, my top in the trunk. You play with my money, then check this out, your pop in the trunk. 3 million a month, but I just did 3 years on a bump. Oh, you in a slump, I'm headed to Oakland like Kevin Durant. What is your point? Square with the stamp for Kevin Durant. Lay on my trout, play with my cap and I knock off your hat. I'm taking the cheese and killing the rest. Gucci bitch call me the cat with the rat. I'm swerving, but I'm in back of the bag. I Persian, man, I got help from my rat. I'm serving, I paid a bird for that. He nervous, I ain't got no word for that. He heard him on all of his purses back. He mixing his cereal with Percocet. She perfect and she got perky breasts. I just want some of that turkey net. Trap of the year, I'm from Boulder Crest. You snitch of the year cause you told the best.
Good drink. Big nine,
big nine,
good drug,
drug.
I put a four on a rock,
lean,
yeah. Drop top, no hot box,
no.
12 trying to put me over, pink slips to the cops.
She said that my niggas are this fake.
Put her dick in a real cake,
yeah.
Webs out, cause the Kente. Diamonds clear like Bombay.
Aye.
Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
3K like Andre.
Yeah,
your girl, call her Combe.
Hey, Mike Dean, this shit hard as fuck, bro. You're a living legend, I appreciate that. Hey, Guwop, I'm glad you home, cuz. Quavo, you already know, man. You got Nate on these niggas, double salute, man. True shit. True shit. Hell, we've killed him. Now your son, the next is done. I mean, I go on for days.
Well, you guys, I'm back. How y'all doing? Awesome. We still talking the store talk. It's about end of the school year and 4th of July. But 4th of July, that's the best day because it's cookout, fireworks.
But why? We were slaves on 4th of July. So, like, why are we celebrating 4th of July?
Because that's Independence Day, and I think that's
for who? You know you were a slave when, you know, you were still actively a slave when 4th of July happened. Everything related to you was still a slave, 4th of July.
Well, but I think, I don't know why we celebrating, but it's a, I don't know why it's a holiday for us.
The reason I celebrate because I just like the fireworks and colors.
But also,
so you
I think
you had those fireworks for Juneteenth, right, when slaves were free.
I didn't know.
Or you can reclaim 4th of July. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
The only reason it's called Independence Day is when America got its independence from the group. Not getting independence from
the group. Well, that shit, it brings Mr. McMurtry, my old history teacher, ugh, him. He made me write a whole essay of a whole page, well, more than one page, about the Independence Day. Independence Day. And I really didn't. I don't know what to talk about. I was like, I was so confused about the independence. I'm like, sometimes I was like, we still slaves, but at the same time, why is I writing a page, essay about
girl, Bama,
an essay about her birthday.
Her birthday.
Grandma, we'll talk about her birthday in a minute. Let me finish talking about 4th of July. Mr. McMurtry made me write a page essay. That essay, I was like, so confused. I asked Mr. McMurtry, why is we talking about Independence Day? If we, he told me, if we wasn't free, I'll say we still slaves. But he told me something. We still talking about it because that's when we was free from the British. Okay, but still, why is we still talking about it if it's not about us? I know it's history class.
We weren't free from the British, the white Americans.
Well, white American people was free from the British, but we wasn't. Like, we were still slaves in, on 4th of July. So, but I'm still stuck. Why is our black people still celebrating Independence Day?
Just give me the food.
Yeah, just give me a piece of chicken and a little bit of beans and string beans.
Well, maybe they
and a hamburger, and I'm good.
Consider American.
Well, anyway, July 6th, my grandmother's birthday. Grandma better be 57. Grandma, my grandma better be 63. July 6th.
Who want my grandmother?
Who want my grandmother? Cause she's a sexy old lady.
Oh, you called her old.
But also, I love that lady. Oh, y'all gotta try my grandmother apple pie. Ooh, that drink torch. Oh my God. But grandma, we gonna do that thing for your birthday. We like, hey, go grandma. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, grandma. Hey, it's your birthday. Oh. But also, grandma, I still want you to make my apple pie for my birthday or buy me a bag of peppermint. You know, love ya. That's a shout out for your birthday. But
hey, grandma. You know my birthday on the way, right?
like grandma, I only listen on the show.
My birthday on the way, so you know what I want you to make me? Chicken Alfredo.
My Alfredo
be bone.
Will you make it off of?
She said,
I'm gonna get you.
Can I ask this question?
Yeah.
I want to know how you guys feel about standardized testing. I want to know if you know that you are not legally required to take standardized tests, and that outside of your SAT and your ACT, which are used for college admission, you do not have to take those tests according to DC public or private charter school laws.
Really?
Did you know that?
Well, I think that
the PSAT, the SAT, and the ACT. You need to take those for college access. But as far as the PARC and those other instruments that are only used to continue to dilute education and ensure that teachers are teaching to the test and not teaching you life skills, how do you guys feel about having to sit there for hours and hours? Can you explain the testing process?
Standardized tests?
Test being like 50 questions for one part of the test, and reading and math tests are 6 parts each way. The tests are long and stupid. Some of the questions on the test we never learned about, and it's just stupid for us to do that. I think that they should tell us that we have an option to take it or not. Like,
right.
If they would have told us that, I'm pretty sure nobody would have taken it. I feel as though that they're taking away our freedom from that and letting us take the test. And standardized testing is really just, like overlapping. I mean, it's more on top of the test that we really have to take. And, like, that's just weird because, like, no, if it has no requirement, it's just not required for me to graduate or anything. I don't understand why I'm taking the test. And I took it. I only took it because I thought it was towards my grade.
Man, y'all, please don't go to Richard Wright, because at Richard Wright, at the beginning of the school year, you learning something, but we got to take 10 days assessments. It's like for the 5 weeks of school. But at the same time, I was tired. Like, we is over, for the standardized tests and stuff, we overthinking our brain that we really don't know half of the answer. But I was so confused. That it's like your brain, like, you over, like, you really just not focusing right because you thinking a lot. You overthinking about the formulas and all this. Like, you just...
So you're saying you had to take standardized tests for 5 weeks when you started.
Yeah, like, it's like...
And then at the end of the school year.
Yeah, then we have, like, it's, like, 10 days is 10 days every 5 weeks, every 2 weeks, because that's 10 days out of the whole, 5 weeks, you know what I'm going to say. But also, like, it was so confusing. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, we just learned this, and now we got to take a 10-day test. And I was like, I'm getting so frustrated. And then we took midterms. Mistabling midterms, I was like, Jai, like, confused because I lost my book. And she told me, because we didn't use notes for a class, she told me something that I can't take it. But I took the test and I passed. But her final is like half the stuff we didn't learn. And I'm like, Miss Chamberlain, I didn't learn none of this stuff. She told me something, oh, well, you still can't take it because you don't have your notebook. I said, Miss Chamberlain, I do not have my notebook because I told you that somebody took my notebook. She said, oh, well, you're just going to fail. I said, how am I going to fail if I'm not going to be in, I have summer school and job. But at the same time, Miss Chamberlain, you was one of my favorite teachers, but now I just don't like you at all because, and then Mr. Singleton, your test was easy, but Miss Chamberlain, I don't like you no more because you just making us take tests and your midterm was your final was harder than the midterm. The midterm was easy. I got a 96. That ain't bad. That ain't nothing. But to final, I'm like, one thing we learned at the end of the school year was volcanoes and plate tectonics. She added more. Like, what are you doing, Miss Chamberlain? That's not what we learned. And then she was just so confused me. I'm like, Miss Chamberlain, what are you doing? Something. Yeah, I don't want to hear that, Miss Chamberlain. Yeah, I'm sorry for being disrespectful, Miss Chamberlain. I did not like. Miss Chamberlain was just so. What's the word? Another word for irritating? Annoying.
So let's go around the room. You don't have to use the teacher's name. But what are some characteristics of some of your learning experiences and the teachers responsible for them that made it difficult for you this school year? We're just talking about this school year. We're not going back to, like, kindergarten and that one teacher we hated, but, like, this school year. And let's go all the way around so we can hear from everybody. Okay. Go ahead, Anna Panda.
So, this school year has been a tough school year for me, right? So, this is my first year up here in Washington, D.C.
Make sure you speak loud so the folks on the, just listening on the radio can hear you.
This is my first year up here coming to school officially. And staying up with my grandmother. So I not go to this school, all girls school. Public charter school. Y'all think they the best, but I don't think so. Not at all. I don't think so. Because some of these schools up here, who y'all telling? Y'all think it's great, but it's not.
Public charter schools is not.
Well, my public charter school is great. Oh my God,
wait till your turn comes. These schools, these teachers, they quitting. That's mean you know you won't have no math teacher, no Spanish teacher. When you need Spanish, get them credits when you need them. All that, like, these teachers quitting. I ain't had no Spanish teacher, I ain't had no math teacher, I ain't had no science teacher, or no social studies teacher. But, hey, our principal stepped up to be our math teacher because we really need it.
Tell them again. Well, yeah, to me, what do you feel about this school year? What teacher did you didn't like? Don't say teacher name though.
Okay.
Speak loud.
My school year, it was tough because I had transferred from Belew to a Merlin school. I got there because I never got my transcript grade. And so they were giving me E's and stuff. And I was just like, why am I getting E's? So when I went back to Baloo to go get my grades, they had switched everything over. And I started making good grades until I got the English because I don't like English. So she gave me an E because I didn't know what to do. So I was just like, it was too much. So I stopped going to her class and I was just going skipping and I go to somebody else's class to make some grades up.
So. Well, so what do you guys say about this school year?
This school year was hard. This school year was hard. Because I don't know how to explain it, but this school year was hard for me because I didn't get some of the work, but I got a lot of good grades, but in one class, in two classes. for now. And science, I got a good grade. It's a B. And it's history. I got a B, but I'm going on this field trip called the Finance Pop. And that grade, the field trip is going to bring my grade up to a C, a high C. And this year, it's hard. It's not hard. I get some of the work, but I don't.
Well, anyways, I don't even want to talk about school. Let's talk about prom, no.
Y'all. Okay.
Everybody
get to go
home. Oh, my bad. My bad, y'all.
How
do
you feel about your school year,
Natalia? Talk about balloons.
Okay. First of all, Gru is really stupid.
Oh.
And it's just a rest of school. It's just a rest of school because, oh, whatever. It's just a rest of school because, first of all, the kids are terrible, which provokes the teachers to leave. One of the art teachers had to leave, so that's frustrating. And then, what else did I have to say? Oh, yeah, then these teachers, they get so grades mixed up. I don't understand them. Gru is terrible. Like, they need to get their stuff together. And I don't like how the administrators try to be the kids' friends instead of actually doing their job and stuff.
So your school, well, you go ahead, and then we'll ask you another question. Go ahead.
Well, how I feel about my school is it was going fine, still is going fine, but the only problem I had was going second quarter. Mm. I mean, I changed all my classes except for one class, which is World History 2. Let me tell y'all about him. He went to Texas because he was like the teacher of the school here, and he had to go there for training. So he had another teacher study. Before he left, he said, either hold on to your papers or give them to the teacher, and he's going to make sure he gives you the papers. We had to write the movie on this little boy, King Koo and the Sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And it's about a little boy who birthed himself, and this day, like, an ancient movie and stuff. So... I did all my work. I was the first person to turn in my paperwork, and he gave me an F. That was the last grade of the quarter. He gave me an F, and I said, why shouldn't you deserve it? I said, because I did all my work. He said, I don't have your work. I said, well, that's not my fault. You shouldn't have lost it. And the teachers at my school, I feel as though that they push us to do better. Even if we're struggling, they strive. They strive for us to do
things.
So I had a good year.
That's good. I'm going to go to this song, but when we get back, Anna said that she didn't really like her school. Nakia's school is in the Washington Post for what's going on. At their school.
Yeah.
So after the song, I really want to hear more from y'all and more from the other students around. Is Baloo the exception to the rule, or are people just not talking about what's going on to their school? Because Baloo, we talk about all the teachers that's not at Baloo, but the same thing is going on at XL Academy, and that's a public charter school.
And
so
at Richard Wright.
It goes to, and apparently at Richard Wright, and that's a public charter school. So where is the taxpayer dollars going? What is the problem? Because that doesn't speak to a school. That speaks to a system, right?
Right.
And from the kids, what do you need from people who don't need nothing from DCPS, who don't owe DCPS, whose checks don't come from DCPS in order to give you the education that you need? So we're going to play the song, you know, and we really should talk about that because we have all year to be able to organize and teachers are free. So, you know, we want to send out the call to them. Let's make this a community effort. We're willing to give you the support you need, but, you know, let us know what those needs are. Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind?
Another one.
Another one.
We the best music.
Yo, he ain't messing with no average chick. Pop. He got Nicki, he know that he hit the jackpot. eight baller trying to score, check them shot clocks. But I hit them with them prawn, Iguodala blocks. Eat the cake, gimme, suck on my toes, yes. Hitting them home runs, I be like, go Mets. I want a dude that still kiss me when he mad. Type that caught me diamonds, he could miss me with them bags.
So we've been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you,
DJ,
do you mind?
Charlie.
Do you mind? Do you mind? I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, closer.
And I told you this back in 05.
But not really, because we don't do drugs.
We are back, and we're still talking about why I do Richard Wright and XL and the Lou doing all this dumb, wild, stupid, crazy stuff. But Richard Wright, y'all school, this group is just so disrespectful. If this is school about journalism and media arts, why don't we got no journalism teacher no more? Why? We got regular English teachers.
How long you haven't had a journalism teacher?
Since school started. One of the teachers came and they left. She left. Like, what's up with that?
Because, Barbie, you know, they got different.
No. Listen. Me and Constance. Miss Watkins. I miss Miss Watkins, but we still don't have no journalism teacher. It's almost we. They said, I went to Dr. Clark. I said, Dr. Clark, why do we don't have no journalism teacher? Well, I'm going to get you. Well, his voice, well, I'm going to get you guys one, but I'm waiting. How you waiting? And he said, before the end of the school year, y'all gonna have a journalism teacher. We still was waiting for the journalism teacher. Ain't no journalism teacher. Only person who teaches it, we don't think we learn is English, and only thing we learn in English is Emmett Till. Like, I learned about Emmett Till, but I want to learn about journalism. I'm not want to learn about Emmett Till. I want to finish learning about journalism, how I was. That's not cool. And then they making us fundraise for the school. Like, we... Y'all supposed to have money. We not supposed to give y'all our money out of our own pockets, our mother's pockets that they gave us to get us some snacks and some food.
The District of Columbia school system supposed
to y'all. Yeah, that.
But that for like, I think they
No. Listen. They making us fundraise for field trips. We need to fundraise for our school, like more Chromebooks. Because we ain't even having enough Chromebooks, and we don't have enough chargers for our Chromebooks.
Wow.
Like, this school, that's why I said, mother said, I'm not going back to Richard Wright, because this school is not organized and ready for students to come. And then the uniform, they waited for the last minute to change our uniform. Like, the ninth and eighth graders had to wear gray shirts with the Richard Wright logo, button down collar shirt, and 10th through 12th grade had to wear white shirts. Why couldn't all of us in the school gonna wear white shirt instead of gray shirts? 8th and 9th grade had to wear gray shirts. That's so stupid. And our shirts was $25. Like, you know what we could've done with that $25?
I know.
That could've went to the house. Went to people's houses, like, for tissue, cleaning stuff and all that. Like,
I know.
Wipes the dollar tree and all that. Like, what's up with that?
It's hard to everybody to wear like white shirts. Not hard to wear white shirts, but if you got ninth graders that just came and some kids been there since I don't know how long.
You're free.
So that's why you have to switch up the colors. But that's why they had three different colors, because you got ninth graders that just came.
No. Listen, Amir. 8th and 9th graders have to wear gray shirts. And the gray shirts, it's hot. Like, you sweat.
The shirt is thick.
And it's thick, like, and then it's like. And they,
thick?
Yes. And then the white shirts, they thin, and you can breathe. Like, we be hot. And then we got to wear, the girls always got to wear skirts. Like, I'm not going to wear a skirt when it's cold outside. I'm still not going to wear a skirt. I got pants. My mom and my father wore me some pants. So what do I look like wearing a skirt to school? Well, that person, deadbeat person, bought me some pants. But, like, it's cold too cold. Like, in the wintertime, so you girls, you have to wear skirts all the time. And we had to wear blazers. I'm not wearing no blazers outside. I wear when I get to the school building, but when I get home, I'm taking, when I leave out the school building at 4:30, I'm taking that blazer off. That school is just,
y'all gotta wear blazers.
We wear green. We know we wear that gray shirt. I be showing that gray shirt. I look like a jail shirt. That shirt, black pants. You don't know that green plaid skirt. And also, we gotta wear black shoes. That's too much. And we gotta wear the Richard Wright logo shirt, the sweaters, and the blazer. That's too much. And then it's getting hot. I'm not gonna wear all that.
You better be lucky, because some kids. Some kids, they gotta wear their whole outfit. They gotta wear
bow
ties. We gotta
wear ties too. The girls gotta wear girly bow ties. I don't wanna wear that.
But listen, some schools be strict. You can't be coming to this school with color in your hair.
Yeah,
you gotta wear bow ties. You gotta wear a sweater. If you don't wear your sweater, you gotta go home, go get it, or you just.
They just send us home for nothing. Like, they put, like, Mr. Goodman. I do not like Mr. Goodman at all sometimes. Mr. Goodman, he put us out for dumb stuff. Like, if we say something out of order, he be like, bah, get out of my school. This not your school. You didn't pay for the school building.
So, what about you? You said you didn't have a social studies teacher, a Spanish teacher, a math teacher, and an art teacher, right?
No, we got an art teacher. I said,
It was four. I just made one up.
Science, social studies,
Spanish and math.
Okay.
But our principal had stepped up. We had, like, we got a dean. We got a, like, a fifth grade principal. No, a fourth grade principal. And we got another principal. So our white principal had stepped up instead of the other two. So they had us out for it instead of having somebody that's, because when they hire somebody, they don't see if they qualified to be a teacher.
Ooh, thank you very much.
So there it is. The reason why, but I think it goes beyond background, right? Because you can get amazing grades. You can get amazing grades at the University of White People's White College. And if you bring your amazing grades from the University of White People's White College, that does not mean you know how to teach university amazing things to beautiful, brilliant black students. And if you are from Wichita, Kansas, and Teach for America flew you up here, or City Year flew you up here to wear Timberlands and a white t-shirt, that doesn't mean you know the struggle of Southeast D.C.
Exactly.
And so I think that the larger issue is exactly what you said. They are not hiring qualified teachers, and the degree that you have doesn't make you a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
The second thing is you aren't empowering parents. There's parents who don't know how to do the homework y'all are getting.
Right.
Don't know how to do the homework you're getting because that's not the way that they were taught in school. You know what I'm saying? And where is the school to say, here is a homework circle? Or, if you are in my after-school program, not only do I have to make sure you do your homework, but I need to check and make sure it's right. Not just, did you do your homework, and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Let me look at it. Let me have someone there who can tell you if it's right. Because you are an after-school program, right? And your grant says you do work after school. Where is the kids' food? Right? Y'all get fed when you come to Future Foundation programs. Because it is, Ward 8 is in a food desert. So I just, for me, for the life of me, I don't understand how we're hiring people who are setting up our students to fail. And I think that's something we should work on, you know, with Stay Woke Summer initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
We should be educating the community. We should be working with teachers and community leaders. Maybe we should do some homework help. Maybe we should be talking to folks. Go ahead.
And our principal was teaching us out of a book. So we didn't know it, and she didn't know it. We had to learn it on our own.
Oh, wow.
And some of the stuff when we took the part, most of the stuff we didn't know.
That's how it always
is.
All that stuff they teach us for that whole year, and we don't know none of that stuff, so I'm wrong.
Oh, well, my show's about to end, but it's not that it's about the board of education not qualifying. They're not looking around their background to see if they qualify. Some teachers are qualified for Spanish, English, or the core classes instead of the gym, like the special classes, like gym and stuff. Well, I gotta wrap it up, and it's a song called All Eyes on Us. Thank you guys for coming into my show, and I love you guys for coming.
Shoe show.
Well, All Eyes on Us by Meek Mills and Nicki Minaj. Bye.
Are you here looking for love?
Ooh-hoo.
Got the club going crazy. All these bitches but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby.
I was the realest, we was the flyest, up in the building.
We was
counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now, in love with the hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all lies on me. This ain't
back to your pretty ass. Some hood shit, what you looking at? Cause I'm good for that. Breaking bags, I'm good for that. Might just be your blood for that. You might fall in love with that. Got love for that. What's your name? Who you with? Where you from? You the shit. Choose and pick. Get the right one. All these chicks got the light one. All these hits got the light one. All these bottles got the light up. All these models got the white one. What you gonna do? Hide them front. Whoa!
Is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these bitches got my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
The realest, I was the baddest, we was the illest. When he approached me, I said, yo, what the deal is? In and out them dealers, rocking chinchillas. I got them in the back of that back, I think he catching feelings. Now it's all eyes on us, and it's all lies on trust. And if them bitches wanna trip, tell them they tour guys on us. This kitty cat on reclusive, he duck ducking them gooses. I put him on in that new, now he only fuck with exclusives. He was like,
what's your name?
My name Nick.
Where you from?
New York and this bitch.
Choose and pick.
You got the right one, all them hoes ain't nothing like them. Nigga, you know you never wiped them. None of them niggas ain't never hit this. Still at the top of all they hit list. What they gon' do? Meek and Nick.
Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love?
I was the baddest. We was the flight up in the building.
Yeah, yeah.